something else, I'm sure.
Well, that's because that story didn't have a forward momentum. That was more just describing a situation.
Well, like, that's true. I got stuck in between cornfields and firing ranges, and I couldn't figure out.
Those are the two parameters you set. And other than
what
that,
you need to do is have a walking tour, right?
What's over here?
Yeah, it's true. It's the walking tour that, because all I am is one guy.
Yep.
In a cornfield beside a shooting range, talking to some fucking hick.
Yeah, the hick's got to, he's got to keep moving.
You need right. a journey.
Oh, exactly. I've had enough of that cornfield. What's that over there?
Well, you don't want to be out on the farmlands, because there's really not much you can do.
Let's get inside this automobile and take a ride.
Right.
What's happening? Get in the road!
I know nothing! Ignore me!
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, if you didn't have to do the automobile noise, which also is the most difficult way to meet somebody. Like, what are you going to go do? Drive across America?
Really drive me somewhere
Nebraska.
Else.
Huh? That looks nice.
Well, all of a sudden, Ohio?
Yeah. You gotta be out and about.
No, we don't have to drive like 1,000 kilometers. It could be like, what's in the next town, or what's that zombie crossing our path, or whatever. What was that?
Why don't you just get on a plane? Oh, now I'm flying, so real cool. Wow, looks like it's gonna be stormy. Cool, my oxygen mask.
I think we should keep going from that.
No, I think you need to be on foot or something, you know what I mean?
Well,
out and about, so that there's people all over the place.
But radio dramas have lots of traveling by train and plane and car.
Well, but train, there's people on, yeah. Maybe
even car, you not by yourself, or you're sitting there thinking out loud, I wonder, what's going to happen? And we put the Foley in. We put the Foley in afterwards, and we drive.
Oh,
like
I see.
And it's more like an aside for the character.
I think the car, we might as well be sitting in the diner. Unless we really need to forward the plot by going somewhere. Like, okay, let's go to Mount Castlemore or whatever.
Yeah.
And okay, how are we going to get there from Pennsylvania? Since we just said it was in
Transylvania.
Transylvania! We're going to have to drive there and then fly, probably. But yeah, if we don't have to drive somewhere, we don't just do it for fun. Hey, you want to go first? Drive? Oh, yeah, sure. And then we just sit there. So, driving's neat. Or whatever, you know what I mean?
We make it work. Like, wow, you see the breasts of that girl?
Then you have to be with some guy, too. You know what I mean? You're just like, hey, get in. Let's chat. You know.
Hey, you see the hitchhiker over there? Let's pick him up.
Well, you'll just be at a radio show. Hey, here's a radio desk. Let's sit down and put on a show. Okay. Here we are.
Well, this is a great place to record things.
Yeah.
Being a radio station.
Let's record a radio show.
Yeah, why not?
Right.
Okay, so, hi. My name is Andrew. What's your name?
I'm Rob.
As we're recording a radio show. The great thing is, we're recording a radio show within a radio show.
I know. It's kind of a trip.
It is kind of a trip. What's that out the window?
Oh, let's jump out the window. I'm running away. You'll never see me again. You better leave. There's a bomb.
What? There's a bomb in my radio station?
Luckily, he got out. Now he's doing something. Walking
the freaking God. I mean, it sure is cold out here without the fire of the bomb behind me.
Excuse me? Do you have the fire of the bomb?
Is that a book you're looking for?
Nope. Sorry.
Okay. Goodbye. I mean, seriously, where did Rob get off to? I mean, that bastard leaving a bomb in the radio station?
Excuse me?
Yes?
Do you know Rob?
I'm looking for that man right now.
That's funny. I'm not looking for him.
Why is that funny?
Oh, I thought you knew Rob.
I do. do you know Rob? Bastard. Never trust the under 4-footers. Be it in age or size or whatever, I'm gonna go. I can't just get distracted. Just find Rob. I don't know why he would ever plant a bomb.
Excuse me, friend.
Yes, friend.
Do you know Rob?
Yes. Do you?
No.
See you! What is up with this country, I mean? These midgets are so inquisitive yet so mischievous. Like, of course, I'd assume every midget to be inquisitive and mischievous. I wonder, what's that over the horizon?
Hello?
Hello, sir. I'm sorry to bother you while you're walking.
No problem.
I'm looking for a cornfield.
I wish I could instruct you. I've been making so many choices. It's right behind me, a number of miles back.
I'm sorry, sir. I've come the same way as you. If you hadn't noticed, I've actually been following you.
Oh, following me?
No, I wouldn't say following you. I'm looking for a cornfield.
Yeah, it's back the way we came.
I didn't see one.
When did you start following me?
Right after that shooting range?
Yeah, it's just before.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding whatsoever.
You're kidding me.
No, you were seriously steps away from the cornfield you're looking for.
You haven't been heading to that cornfield?
No, I've been heading from, buddy.
Good day, then.
Good luck. Man, hooves people always freak me out, especially when they follow me for so long. Just another thing that happens here on Countryside.
Hi, excuse me.
Yeah?
Do you know Rob?
Yes.
Huh. Thank you!
No, wait a second.
Thank you!
No, seriously. Hold on! No, slow down. Slow down.
What?
Do you know Rob?
I don't. Do you?
Okay, so wait a second. How come everyone knows to ask me if I know of Rob, but no one knows Rob?
Maybe there's something you don't know about Rob.
Do tell.
See you?
No, hold on. Wait. Oh, these little men are so fast. Maybe if a big fat woman showed up, I could, you know, latch onto her and get some answers.
Well, excuse me.
Yes, young man?
Do you know Rob?
I can't hear you. Maybe you should take that gummy bear out of your mouth.
Oh, it's a good idea.
Oh, thank you, sir. That's a terrific idea indeed. A gummy bear?
No. You only got the one, correct?
Indeed. It's half eaten, as you can see.
I do love a warm gummy bear, but not that warm. What are you looking for?
Well, that reminds me. Do you know Rob?
If I was to answer yes, would you start running?
See you! Oh!